Pablo for breakfast.
Joining us today is President of the Association of Volunteer Bushfire Brigades. It is Dave Gossage. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be on board.
Now, you guys are about to launch a nationwide search for inventions by everyday Aussies who could help change the way we fight bushfires around Australia. You're throwing out 10K as well to help the inventions get off the ground. So what kind of things are you looking for?
Well, to give you a bit of background, what we've done is we've partnered with a global company that's in energy and technology, Baker Hughes, and they've come on board because we want to make a difference to the lives of all Australians that were devastated by bushfires across Australia in the 1920 season. So what we've done is created a program that will encourage and support innovation in bushfire prevention and management in Australia. So there's a lot of people in their backyards that tinker around with ideas but never get the opportunity to take them forward, especially, you know, an individual who's actually an engineer by trade, for instance, just tinkering around in his back shed. So this is an opportunity for those people to come forward with their ideas. So the program itself is one where you register your idea and the technology company will allocate specialists in that area that your idea is in and mentor you for 3 months for no charge. And then out of that 3 months of mentoring, then all the ideas will come together in a committee group will assess which one's the best idea out of them all, and that's the person will get the $10,000 reward at the end of October is the aim. So
now you're looking to do this for the next couple of years, and you're on the ground, obviously, with the firefighters there and the volunteers. Is there anything that sort of springs to mind that you think, oh, maybe we could be doing that a little bit efficiently? Or is this why you're throwing it out to the public to sort of, you know, get some fresh eyes and fresh ideas into it?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting thing because we're throwing it out the net to everybody and anybody that so long as you're an Australian citizen. With the idea to see if there's something that's outside the box that we haven't explored before, because in the current environment in WA and across Australia, all these state agencies have become a very command and control environment, which means they are very regimented and what we call closed shop thinking. So their ability to think outside the box is not there because of the bureaucracy and rules that govern that. So what we need is some people that are outside of that bureaucracy to come forward with some ideas in the preventing of bushfires from starting to preparing for bushfires, making the community resilient and strong, and, you know, community education programs like what's happened down in Argyle and some good ones up your way in the Kimberley region. And then is there some tools that can be make the job for volunteers fighting bushfires safer? And when I say bushfires, I mean structural fires and everything, because as you know, and the Wurraloo is a classic example, you know, look at the amount of homes that were lost. Yeah. And so the bushfire volunteers do fight structural fires as well. So, you know, it's important that they are safe when they're doing that as well. So that sort of ideas. But then more importantly, like we're in now and across Australia, New South Wales is still there, the recovery phase. Is there something that would some ideas or mechanisms or things that can be developed that would support community recovery? I myself was involved with the recovery of the Yarlook-Waroona fires for 2.5 years after that, rebuilding that community. And you know, some great grassroots ideas always come forward from the communities themselves. And this is why we want to open this up to Australia and to every Australian citizen, not just the emergency industry as such. So we hopefully will come up with something that's unique and not done before.
So if you've got an idea, get in touch. Find out more at bushfire.org.au. www.inventorsmart.com.au, and you can find out more info about that competition right now and the chance to get that $10,000 grant. Dave Gossage, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Pablo for breakfast.
Everyone wants equality in women's sport. What does that actually look like? And how can we make that happen? I'm sports journalist Sam Squires, and in my podcast, On Her Game, I speak with Australia's fearless sporting heroes from netball, track and field, AFL and rugby league about how we can achieve equality in women's sport. Search On Her Game podcast, download the new listener app now, and listen for free. On Her Game, created in partnership with Puma. Listener.